What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Fitness, the other F word. Aaron, do you notice something different?
I don't know.
There's something different about this. I don't know. I can't tell. It's probably the lighting. I think it's the lighting, yeah.
It's definitely the lighting. Yeah. And it's just, it's an amazing change of events. It's like, we're doing the show on location. From Havana.
Hola.
So, is that what they say?
I hope so. I don't know.
So, video people, enjoy, because this is it. It's like we're doing like some school project, like, okay, are we in the shot together? And when you see this, you're going to notice one person is bigger than the other. Take a guess.
It's me.
Yeah. So, get ready to check that out, video people. We're doing this in person, because after several weeks of dismay and trouble and technical difficulties, screw it. We're outdoors, all right? We're all infected anyway.
Screw corona virus.
Everyone's going to get it eventually anyway.
I need the antibodies, okay?
Well, right. Okay, see. And with that said, we're doing it outdoors. And we're doing it in person. Screw technology. So, there you have it. So, on location.
Yes, somewhere. Somewhere in Havana. Yeah, so like we always mention before we start, we're not medical doctors. This isn't medical advice. So today I normally will have like a specific topic I want to talk about, but we're going to put that table that for now because we had some very timely of the moment news that happened. Some of you might have heard already, but basically what we're going to be talking about today is the closing of the Honolulu Club.
That just happened.
It just happened days ago. So I think what we're going to be doing is I'll just give you a real quick background on what it is in case you didn't know about it. And then, of course, I want to get Aaron's take on it, as well as some doggy takes on it, too. So
we have dogs out here. It's quite the international affair.
You know, you got to liven it up a bit. So, so that's the protein juice that I always drink. But
hashtag sponsor.
Hit us up.
Fitness. Sponsorship.
It's the other F word.
Yeah.
Hashtag we love money. So Honolulu Club. If you're not familiar with what it was a long time fitness, I would say like a very upscale professional fitness facility.
Yeah.
It was around for 40 years. I have several family members that were members.
Yeah.
And that is, if you remember from our preview show, that is where actually Aaron and I met. So, that's what the Honolulu Club is. And so maybe Aaron, if you can just tell us basically like what happened. Like we just assumed, you know, like it would be back when everything opened up. So it was a surprise.
Right. This happened on Monday. We got the announcement on Monday. I guess I can go in behind the scenes at this point. Will I get fired?
Scoops.
Right, okay. So, without trying to get myself into a lawsuit, it closed down. I kind of saw the writing on the wall. For the people that do not know, the building itself is owned by a company called Douglas Emmett. It is a real estate company. They own several properties around the town, downtown. Mm-hmm. And they took over the club several years ago to manage the club. So they became the owner and manager of the Honolulu Club, and everything seemed to be going okay. Everything was going status quo. Management was fine.
Right.
And with everything shut down, I think they looked at it from a business perspective of they are not in the fitness industry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they're not trying to fight for it. They're just seeing it as cutting the loss.
Okay.
My opinion here. Okay. So that is why they immediately just decide to make this decision of, let's cut it. We are not a 24-hour fitness corporation. We're not UFC of any. You know, we are just we're a real estate company.
Yeah.
So as a real estate company, you do what a real estate company will do. You can cut your losses. You can sell and buy. They decided they can't really sell it. We're going to cut it, redirect it, and mold it into something else. I don't know. It's 5,000 square foot. I don't know what you're going to do with that.
Yeah.
You know, Long's is already across the street. Can't really go that route. Korean takeout always works. You could maybe put that there. You could make it like a big food court.
Yeah. Well,
fifth floor, sixth floor, seventh floor.
That was what I was thinking, is it's so unusual in the sense of if you've never, for those of you who've never been in that facility, like Aaron's saying, yeah. it takes up several floors of this building.
Yeah.
Not only that, it's highly specialized real estate in the sense of they have a steam room, a sauna room, a plunge, cold plunge. It's
right.
specific to this type of business. So I'm thinking, even if you were losing money in the shutdown, it's going to cost hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars to retrofit this.
Correct.
So that was what, I mean, like, do you have, is that there?
Yeah. That's basically, it sounds irrational. It sounds like they jumped the gun. It sounds like they really jumped the gun.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to demo it unless they find some magical taker, a magical seller that's going to come out of the woodwork with, which, as people may or may not know, the membership of an exclusive club or a higher end club is going to have higher end members, and those members may be interested in actually purchasing the club. So that remains to be seen. This has just been 5 days past since the announcement, so there's a lot of wait and see.
Yeah.
So this is you know, evolving news. This may not be the end
right.
of this news. And then of course there's equipment. And of course there's things that are in the club that you must liquidate, right? So there's a lot more still to come.
Yeah, not just like workout equipment, but it was also a full size scale bar. It's also like a restaurant and a juice bar. So
yes.
like even that kind of stuff, they built it yeah. out. Like it's a, like again, it's a really specialized.
It's a unique spot.
Spot, yeah.
You have the rooftop. You have basketball court.
That's right.
You have a rooftop workout area now.
A pool.
Pool. You got a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Locker rooms. A lot of toilets. A lot of showers. I mean, so.
Do you foresee like? Because obviously the environment, or I should say the economy right now is
right.
extremely weak. Like I don't,
right.
I can't foresee some buyer coming in right now saying, yeah, I got $10 million to plunk down.
Right? I mean, I guess we can look at about $10 million, right?
Yeah.
What's the estimated to buy it out? 10, 15?
I'm thinking about 10 to 15 million.
Okay.
Yeah.
So because it's dear to a lot of people's hearts, and you got this whole nostalgia, you got the whole iconicness of this place.
Yes,
a lot of people are missing the place.
There's right? a brand. Yeah.
It's a brand. It's the only high-end club on this island.
Yes.
That's it, right?
Yeah.
You have a built-in membership base already. I'm sure the membership base mailing list alone is going to be worth money.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Easily. Yeah.
You have a liquor license to do it that's worth money.
That's right.
You have all of this factor. I would not be shocked if somebody does come out of the woodwork to put in an offer, or several people come in to put in an offer.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of remain to be seen. It was a shocking situation on Monday, this past Monday, but there's still a lot more to be seen. I don't know. You can hold on to hope or move on. I mean,
yeah.
At this point, I'm ready to move on.
Okay.
You know, I've been there for 17 years. We first met in 2003.
Right, when we were 10.
Exactly. Look like we're doing some kind of high school project right now, this camera. But it's a thing that we first met. 17 years later, I'm still there. I was still there. And where do we go? Where do we go from there? It's really that all we can say at this point. The memories.
Yeah, I guess in that sense, from the employees' perspective, meaning the people who used to work there, whether
yep.
you're talking about housekeeping, maintenance, the trainers, or the front desk and stuff.
Yeah.
Do you think that most of them had other jobs, or was this their main job, or like what would be the repercussion there? I mean, I know
right.
it's a downer of a topic, but I think it's good to talk about so that people understand what these consequences are when local companies do go under.
Right.
There's repercussions that right. ripple through the entire economy.
And it's no one's fault here. It wasn't like the club was doing bad.
Right.
It's just you have this government corona fiasco
yeah.
that's going on.
Once in a lifetime, literally once in a lifetime event.
Right. I mean, nobody would have predicted the club going down like this. There is no one that would put money down on this.
No.
So if you go down the line, I mean, you got the housekeeping staff, right? That's full time.
Yeah.
Because it's a full time department because they're 24/7.
Right.
Right. So that's a major hit. But that was one of the things that was one of the strengths of Honolulu Club was it was always clean.
Spick and span clean.
It was always that was the whole point because it's a club, it's a high end club, so we got to clean it the entire time. Even more so now with this whole Corona thing.
Yeah.
So super cleaning.
Exactly.
You know, right. So You got those people, that's full-time, and that's a lot of them. You have people that worked in the juice bar. You have people that worked in the restaurant. You have that whole department. You have people that work in the front desk department.
Yep.
They got to check in the people. They got to go book the appointments for the spa. You got the spa. Massage therapist.
That's right.
You know, right, all the pedicure, manicure. And then you also have the group fitness, which is outside contractors, and they work in various places, but you have that whole teaching group class.
That's still people affected. Right?
Still people affected, because if people are teaching one to two classes, they're getting crowded classes. No more. Mm-hmm. Pilates.
Pilates, yeah. That's right.
That makes a moneymaker right there.
Yeah,
for
they
them.
Have their own Pilates studio. I don't know too many places that had a dedicated Pilates studio.
Exactly.
With performers and everything.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, money was put into this thing.
Yeah.
Along with that, the personal training staff, which was a lot of trainers.
A lot of trainers.
A lot of them are the trainers are employed by the club. Like, that's the thing people don't really understand.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Right,
yeah.
They're not independent contractors. I mean, they can be outside of the club, but they are actually working for the club. So the paycheck they get is through the club.
Okay.
So that's
unique, right?
That is.
Yeah.
And usually there are other gyms do not let the trainer for that gym be able to train at any other place.
Yeah.
So that was a unique thing Honolulu Club had, that they allowed the trainers to go outside, and there wasn't an exclusivity to just train at the Honolulu Club. And you can only train people at the Honolulu Club. You can't go to any other
place, right?
Yeah.
So that was unique. And you had the floor attendants. That was what we were.
Yeah.
When you started, I started, and you're basically just walking around looking concerned.
And
towels.
Making a half, assed attempt to wipe equipment down.
Wiping equipment down, and you're just looking concerned.
Yeah.
So there's that. And what else we got? That alone is a big chunk of people, right?
Yes.
So it's a big
operation.
Huge.
5,000 square foot place, 3 levels.
It's called the Honolulu Building when you drive into the thing.
Yes.
You know, that's it?
That's the name of the building.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's a major operation that everybody, I think, definitely in town knows what it is.
Yeah, for sure.
And anybody that follows the smell of money knows what it is.
Oh, yeah.
And, right? So you've had iconic people come through the doors there. You've had, like, Dr. Dre working there. You've had Kevin Hart working there. Celebrities, when they come into town, they'll come
they'll
over
go
there.
Right there. Yeah.
So everything is in place as far as
the brand, as far as the name, getting back to the one question of what's going to become of this place.
Yeah.
It's not to rule out that somebody could
swoop
take
in.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it just comes down to who and the timing and what the price will be, and gyms aren't really in favor in Hawaii right now
with
all of the tier things. So with all of that, will you be able to pull through, not really knowing the future immediately right now?
Well, I feel like it'd be plausible armchair quarterback this, to think, well, I doubt the owners will be able to find anybody, and they're going to wait this out. Meanwhile, it's still costs money to maintain the building.
Right.
Maybe they'll be open to revisiting the property as a fitness facility again once
possibly
COVID is done.
Whatever that is.
Again, who's going to come in right now when there's still so much uncertainty to be like, yeah, I'll put in $15 million.
That's the thing. So
you can't make any cash flow projections or anything. So
right. So it's a gamble all the way through. And I think that's what led to finally the Monday shutdown.
Okay.
For it to be done.
Okay.
And a lot has happened throughout the years, though.
Is this time of year? Is
Yeah.
You guys don't want to about that?
I guess so.
Yes.
As we're in Havana. That was interesting. I'm just going to continue drinking my protein water.
Yep.
Give me a memory right now. When did you start there?
I started officially at 2001.
Oh, really?
At the front desk. I actually started up at the front desk.
That's right.
And then Rick Ahn.
Oh, Rick Ahn. That's right. Rick Ahn.
So Rick Ahn was the fitness director.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, you should come work downstairs because you get paid more. I'm like, shit. Yeah, okay. I'll get paid more.
Yeah, I miss that guy. Yes. Good guy. Super, super nice.
Very sweet guy.
Straight arrow guy. Yeah.
Very yoked, too. Like, I remember he was like, I remember one time I saw him with a tank top on, and he was just like,
he's a stocky,
hi, Summer.
Filipino, I think he is.
Yeah. No, on.
What is on?
On is the Vietnamese.
It is? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
We had that Filipino stock, that look.
He might be mixed, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But anyway.
Who isn't?
Shout out Rickon.
Shout out Rickon, wherever he's at.
Yeah. But maybe not a specific memory so much as something I realized looking back that working there gave me as a life skill.
Yeah.
Was the ability to talk to quote-unquote adults. In the sense of, you know, you're just out of high school, or in our case, we were just out of grade school because we were 10 years old when we started there. You kind of don't know how to talk to adults because the only adults you talk to at that point is your parents or your friend's parents or like a teacher. And so I'll speak for myself. Like,
I'm listening.
I didn't know how to have like a normal conversation with somebody that's not related to me.
Interesting.
Oh, just like even small talk. I just didn't know how to do it, you know, because you're an adult and I'm a kid. Huh? We don't, what are we supposed to do?
Right, you were 10.
I was 10.
Really? I did not know
Even get my, you know, I didn't even get my menzies yet. So, working there, and you're, like we were mentioning, it is a high-end club. There's a lot of professionals.
Yes.
They're very, normally, not always, but normally they tend to be, you know, more cosmopolitan and sophisticated. So you kind of pick up how to act around them, even though I don't know what the heck I was doing.
Okay, wait a minute. So was this your first job?
No, this was not my first job, but it was like it wasn't my first job because
really?
I worked at other jobs, but
all right,
I guess like
first time talking to
people not your family.
I did work in a basement. I was shackled up maybe only 20 hours a day, so it wasn't that bad. Okay, that's private information.
It's a private kind of show.
I'm trying to think. No, I did have, but it was for the family business. It was for Art Avenue, which was a store in Alma.
So
work with people, but it wasn't to this degree. It was just like, can I take the order and then smile and then go on the cash register and then thank you very much. I don't have to be like, so Dr. Kobayashi, how was your day today?
Right.
Welcome to the Honolulu Club. You know.
You gotta mingle.
You gotta mingle.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay.
Mingling and just conversating, you know.
That's what it is. That's what it is for the floor attendant, right?
Yeah.
You gotta walk around.
Yeah.
And then you see all these guys, and they're gonna talk to you because they're bored.
They're bored.
And then you gotta reciprocate and be like, how's it going? Which is always the lamest intro ever, but,
but
it happens.
I think also because we were all young, there's a certain amount of, I don't mean this creepily at all. It's gonna sound like I'm being creepy, but I think like, as people get older, they don't interact with young people as much. So it's kind of interesting or refreshing for them to interact with somebody young. Because I did notice that too. Like, there was this novelty to talking.
Right.
Again, it wasn't creepy. It wasn't inappropriate or anything. But just, you know, hey, here's a young person.
Right.
Outside of my son or daughter who doesn't want to talk to me.
Right.
How do I...
There is that.
You know, all about the bass and all that, you know.
Oh, we have to bring that back up. Well, we gotta be real talk here. On the surface, it's not creepy, but if you are a female that worked there through the years, you're gonna be going, no, it was creepy. So let's just be real, right?
We got
guys that are older men like the young gals, and then they got nowhere else to talk to them, so they're gonna go talk story, ask them out, do any kind of creepy, scabby kind.
That's true. It's not like it didn't happen. You're right.
I mean, it's just real talk. It's just how it goes in these gyms. And that's the environment of these gyms. And that's how it works. I mean, for men, I'm sure somewhat too. But I always see it noticing it as a female. It's harder to work in a gym. It's harder to interact. Because guys, these guys are, they are what they are.
They are the worst.
It's just... You got testosterone going on. You got the ego going on, and then
yeah. It's a
sexually charged place.
It is, yeah.
You know, people wear what they wear, and you have all this culminating into weird behavior. You know, I always tell people never hit on somebody in the gym, never ask somebody out in the gym. It ain't gonna work. A woman is not gonna give a shit. That's why they have headphones on. It's not like because they got music in them. They just don't want you to talk.
Guys, don't ever do this. If I'm the guy, I'm looking through.
What's that? Yeah.
Do not do that. I'm going to kill you if you do that.
Yes, you will.
Allegedly.
she might. Or then do the thing if you're working on it and you go like,
oh my god,
excuse me. I just, for the auto people, I just waved my hand in front of her face.
And I just said PTSD, because it does happen. It does happen a lot, yeah.
So
don't do it, guys. Don't do it.
I get it, okay? I get it. All right. I love women as well, but I know what the where it's going to end. All right? It ain't going to end good. So
just do a little wave and then walk away.
I don't even think you should even wave.
Okay, yeah, just don't. Don't make that
comment. I don't know, okay? Okay, I'm going to... For me, I wouldn't even bother. I'm just not gonna even bother with you. I'm just gonna leave you alone. As sad maybe as that is, it sounds, I'm just gonna leave you alone. Because it's not gonna go anywhere. I don't care what you look like, whatever. I mean,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. That's true. I guess if you just so happen to look up and you make eye contact, you just do like the and then walk away. But that's it. Just do the...
You've done that.
Well, I mean...
Really? So you've actually did that to someone? You did the head mulk thing?
I did, but it was off-putting because I don't look like a mulk, so they're like...
No, you don't. Yes.
But that was even worth it, right? To be like...
I guess. Were you wearing a hat? Because it works better with a hat like you're wearing right now.
Of course I was wearing a hat.
Got it.
It doesn't work without the hat.
Got it.
Then I really look like an Asian townie. What is she doing?
That's true.
Then I think I'm making fun of them. I don't want that.
Ah, a little confrontation at the gym. That happens too, by the way.
Yeah.
It varies. Sadly, it happens. So, that's the environment of a gym. It's just interesting. I mean, every gym is different, but the environment of the gym is always going to be a thing that kind of sets the tone. Honolulu Club had its odd tone.
Yeah, it was.
Like, yeah. If you say, like, the
professional Honolulu Club or member, one of the top five descriptive
words of Honolulu Club, it would be quiet.
Yes.
Clean. Mellow.
Mellow, yeah. For sure.
Old people.
Yeah.
Planet Koreans.
Yeah.
That's going to be their top five.
It is.
And I mean, it is what it is.
I mean, top six. When I had six, you could eat the smell of garlic. But that accompanies
That's
so I'm just saying. You think I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. Try going in that steam room, okay?
Okay, so we're going to have to talk race here because it's real, all right? This isn't something we have to avoid.
I
guarantee to you, if I mention to a woman who has been a member of the Honolulu Club, I guarantee you, they will say, Koreans everywhere. All the Korean women are there. They're all in the spa. The older demographic.
Yeah.
Korean women.
Yes, for sure.
It's just a thing. It's a psychological thing in itself of why that's the case. Like, I always would wanted to delve into what is the reasoning for... Of course, I can see like how a race could stick to each other and... The Korean talk to other Korean familiarity. Yeah, so they tell their friend join with them, and they all go together and they go take Zumba.
I get it. This is a phenomenon about that race of any other
dominates over a high-end club such as Honolulu Club that everybody knows is the case. It's an interesting situation where it's that demographic. When you have various Asian demographics that are not going to be minority here.
Yeah.
Why only the Korean?
Psychology
behind that.
You're right, because it was always a thing, and they definitely tended to come together as a group more.
Right.
Yeah.
Why is that the case?
Kind of clubby in that sense.
Is it because of like the bathhouse history?
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
And they like that type of style.
Well, because like we hardly had any Chinese nationals, at least when I was working there. But these are Korean nationals, right? And actually, even hardly any, by the time I was working there, hardly any Japanese nationals. Because I know before there was Japanese nationals, but I think it's that. They were Korean nationals. They weren't local Korean.
It's just an interesting phenomenon that, of course, the district of where Honolulu Club is would be centralized town, Makiki, downtown area, prevalent with many Koreans living in this part of the town as well.
That made it conducive to that.
A convenience factor, right? But it's just a thing that you will hear from who is a member, who used to be a member, the Koreans. So,
did you notice, though, I would think it actually, maybe that representation went down a little bit once, I think, because a couple of Korean-type spas did open up in town, right? Or were they quote unquote Korean spas and they were doing other
things. All bets are off, Summer. All bets are off. Okay. I would presume. Okay, when you say the Korean bathhouse.
Yeah.
Here's a topic that I didn't think we was going to get into on fitness, the effort. You have the Korean bathhouse where. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Uh-huh. I've never been to one, but I've heard women that go to this. It's where they really give you a scrub down.
Okay.
Like you're in there butt naked.
Yeah, I have not personally done it. I've always wanted to do it. I have had friends who have done it.
Okay.
And stuff like that. And yeah, so it's not always necessarily like some big Korean woman coming in and.
It's not even, right?
Yeah. But you have like different types of. Like different types of features, like one is a steam room, and then one is a steam room with eucalyptus, and then they have this certain type of. There's all, and you can just kind of go all to all of them for like a day.
Okay,
but that's the one that I'm thinking of.
Okay, it's not the scrub down.
So you can, but I from what I understand, most people just do the day feed, like just to go hang out.
Okay. I only heard about the scrub down.
What I understand, I don't.
Well, there's different tiers of the Korean massage.
Much like our shutdown system.
Something. Correct. So if we go tier one, gentle. They wash like this. They just place it to clean their hands like this. They're not even touching you. They're just not even wiping you. That's tier one.
Okay.
Then tier two, I think we gotta go with the scrubbers.
The loofah.
Yeah, you're sitting on a bench naked, and then the woman comes in and then just goes. Proof.
Okay, and you just kind of like hold your head, arms up like this.
I don't know. I guess.
It sounds about right.
Okay, so that's tier two coming up next week Thursday, and then you have tier three, which could be the spa day, enjoy your day.
Yeah.
Multiplex of things.
Right. Pick and choose where you want to go.
Right.
Cold plunge. This.
I guess.
Steam that.
I don't know where any of those are, but then you go to the next tier, which would probably be all of that, and then lots of sex. I guess.
I mean, sex is somewhere in there, right?
I you know, are we gonna make this a topic?
Because like, why else is it a thing? Like, why is it a stereotype, if not for a core kernel of truth, right?
Well, when you always call it the Korean massage parlor,
yeah,
right? You always stereotype it that way,
right?
So then you have the Korean bathhouse, then you have the Korean scrubbers, then you have all this. It's always Korean. Why is that always Korean? Is that just some running old Hawaii joke or something? I mean, why are we stereotyping?
Yeah.
Always. And then the Korean massage, not the Korean massage, the Korean bar.
The Korean bar, right.
Where you just go to talk to some woman about, you pay them to sit with you.
Right.
About their problem.
And buy a really expensive drink.
Right. So I've never been to any of this either. And I just...
Well, I have, and I can tell you, no, I have not. I'm just kidding.
That would have been so great. That would have
That would have been awesome.
That would have made this viewership just go up, like, a lot.
I go a lot, guys. Okay.
Maybe we should just go.
Yeah.
You think we should just go at this point? Are they even open? They're probably not even open.
Yeah.
Right? Because they're bars, right? Bars are shut down. So we can't go if we wanted to try. We can't do a live show at the Korean bar. I was always curious, though.
Me too. I totally was.
Like, what do you do there? Okay, obviously, okay, you pay to get in. Do you not pay to get in? You sit down, and then obviously some girl's going to come up to you.
Right.
And they're going to want to sit by you, and then you eventually have to pay a drink to them to sit there continuously.
Yes.
And then how long is it?
Is it like every 15 minutes?
Do
I have to buy another drink?
Right. Gosh, we sound like so like sheltered right now. There's people watching this, like, you guys
suck.
Fucking morons. God, private school. Okay, but... It's just, I just wonder, and it correlates to maybe these people that work in the Korean bars also go to the Honolulu Club.
I think they own it, you know what I mean? I'm guessing it's a very lucrative thing, right?
I guess it used to be. But they'd have to have been members of the club.
Yeah.
So it goes into that, and same with these Korean scrubbers and then the Korean massage and Korean
scrubbers. I'm sure there's a better name than the Korean scrubbers.
I don't know.
That sounds like
a
baseball team.
Shout out Korean baseball being shown on ESPN. It's a thing, and I don't know. I don't know, and it's a connection to the whole Korean stigma that was prevalent at the Honolulu Club.
Yes, it was.
So,
for sure.
Yeah. That's great. We're like episode 4, and we're already talking about like Korean massage parlors and Korean bars.
Scrubbers. And
right, and just... And then how much is sex, really? How much does one pay for sex?
What is the going rate? I'm a financial economist. I should know these
things. You would have some pie chart maybe hiding somewhere, PDF
it's a
file.
Billion-dollar industry.
Right. And then you got the happy ending situation. How does that work? God, I sound like such a moron.
No, I thought that too. Like, how would somebody know to even ask? I mean, it's gonna be a dude because again, you're not asking a woman, so I want to link. I mean, what?
Nah, do you think?
I don't think. How? Wait, no, I mean like
if a woman massager asking a woman client for happy ending. You don't think so? At this point, does it? You know what I mean? At this point,
so
I don't know.
There's so much logistics. Like for that,
I don't know, but it's got to be some. You pay for an hour massage and it's a rate, and then as an extra bonus price,
cash.
I would assume so. If some sucker writing a check, somebody got busted for doing that too. I think yeah, some idiot wrote a check at the strip club or massage parlor and he got busted.
No, I thought it was the credit card. He used the state credit card, wasn't it? Like a
is that what Billy Conoy?
No, it was a politician.
Billy Conoy, right? The mayor. No?
It probably wasn't. No, it was.
Billy Conoy? He cleared it, I think.
Yeah.
But it's probably some Andy Mercatani. But mean macho. I don't know.
Oh, no.
There's some blast from the past politicians. If you know him, you know him.
Pat Psyche.
Rest in peace, all right? Hopefully that's not the last
thing
she did
before
she died.
I'm kidding, guys. Don't. I love her, okay? Sorry.
Well, the massage thing is an odd one. Like, figure, how much extra are you paying? And how do you initiate that? I'm going to assume if you're a man getting a massage,
okay,
the woman is at the end or whatnot, she's going to probably start touching you down there to be like, do you want me to continue?
Oh, that's a good way to do
and
it.
And then you decide. It's mine I got. I've never done it. But I'm assuming if we're playing the logical game here.
Because you got to be like subtle with it. You can't be like, would you care for...
Right. And of course, if it was a man doing this to a woman, I don't know what the angle would be there because the woman's probably already in some kind of other mood in itself. So I don't know. But then for a woman to do to a man, I think the easiest route to be would be to slowly go near there.
Like go down and go
just
down
go
into
and just go
the
and,
basement area.
And just pat it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll work, right? Little, just do that. Just go like,
you know, like a, like kind of
or just go like this. Oh, the hand motions when you watch the video. It's going to be great, everyone. I don't know, but then that would be the way to kind of determine if this guy wants to go forward with it or not.
Yeah, because then if they go like, oh, then you'd be like, oh, sorry, or something, maybe, right?
If they I make a noise like that, Summer, you can shoot me. Right? Hey. Who would have thought? The reminiscing of the Honolulu Club episode, we're not talking about how does one get a happy ending at a massage parlor.
Does it happen?
You see? Yeah, I didn't think it was going to go this route, but it did.
I'm not gonna lie though, I don't know, and I think about it sometimes too. I'm like, how do you do it?
This is so leading to like doing like a sex episode at this point, isn't it? Isn't this kind of leading to this?
It's a $1 billion industry.
See, we're in Havana, we're just living it up. This is what happens.
Hola!
Yeah, does that what
happen? Again, I don't
know. Shout out to sponsors!
As we talk about the sex show coming up, protein water.
Hashtag Korean scrubbers.
Alright, move around, move
on.
Okay.
The Koreans. Okay. What else we got regarding Honolulu Club?
So like, what would you tell a client, like a person who was a member and they missed the gym? Like, what would you tell them as somebody who used to work there? Like, what they should do if they want to find another...
Oh, find another gym?
Yeah. You don't have to make, like, specific recommendations, but, like...
Yeah.
How would they go about learning more about other gyms or...
Oh, okay.
Or, you know, yeah, you don't have to do the specifics.
Because the market is so weird here, is because you got... I'm sure people can name 5 gyms off the top of their head.
Yeah.
24 Hour Fitness, UFC.
Yeah, those are big ones.
Right. And then you might throw in like Core Power Yoga. You might throw in Orange Theory. You might throw in 45. CrossFit. F45. Yeah. CrossFit this, CrossFit that, all these guys.
All the boxes.
Right. So that's really all you have.
Yeah.
So if you're coming from a Honolulu Club, which is just a unique place, you can mention the why. Those places... I don't know. I really don't know what you're going to get out of it.
Yeah.
Because what is the experience? Okay, first of all, you got to look at the person that wants to join the Honolulu Club. What brought you over there? Right?
That's
there
a
is
good
a
question.
The level of exclusivity, not as much as it was prevalent in the 80s where you have to.
Oh, yeah.
Because before, for people that didn't know, you'd have to have a referral to get in. Now anybody could just walk in and talk to the membership.
And the initiation fee was crazy, too.
Right. I mean, you got the money. You pay the monthly. So if you're coming from that to back to a 24-hour, you're not going to see that appeal.
Yeah.
You're not going to see that.
It's so, you're right. It's so different.
People aren't going to just immediately just jump to, unless they're really hardcore workout people and they just got to work out, they're going to just force themselves to go to a UFC 24-hour.
You're right, though, because even then, the culture of a gym is so different. I mean, you go to like a UFC.
Right.
I haven't been to a UFC gym, but I would think it's much younger, maybe a little more meatheadish.
Of course. So, it's cheaper. Cheaper leads to younger.
Yeah.
And that's what you're going to get. And do you want to be around that type of environment, you know?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that, right, there's a lot of people that even in the age, same age of these people don't want to be in that environment. So,
yeah.
It's a tough decision. I really have no answer specific for that because it's a different world. It really is. It's either you go and work out by yourself at home or I don't know. I mean, you have Planet Fitness as well. You have Anytime Fitness that just opened up.
That's right.
You have these kind of, which are corporation kind of style places, but it still does not compare. Do they have a shower or not? Do they have a locker room that's clean or not? Will you even want to shower and get naked in there with all these peel-out guys?
Yeah.
There's a lot to determine.
Yeah.
Parking.
Oh, that's a big one.
Location.
That's a big one.
It's not easy. It really isn't. And it's going to be tough.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be tough for someone finding a place to work out that was a member. So.
Well, I mean, I guess at this point, like you were saying, we just got to kind of wait and see. I mean,
yeah,
it just happened days ago. So,
right.
And it, as it progresses, we'll definitely kind of fill you folks in on it, too.
Because we're filming this on the 16th here. Yeah. This happened on the 12th.
Exactly.
And full disclosure, everything is still there as far as the gym stuff
because it's so early.
So who knows where this is going to go?
Yes. Okay. But yeah, so we'll keep you folks updated on that kind of stuff. Why don't you let us know what's coming up for the rest of the network?
Rest of the week? Today's Friday.
Today's Friday, yeah.
We're on vacation.
You can't really keep up.
I'm wearing the shirt for Lopaka. Can you folks see it?
Oh, there you go. There you go. Wow, I didn't even notice that until
you just did that.
Nice hat, by the way. So, coming up this Wednesday is going to be Rick Blangiardi running for mayor.
Yeah.
Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. on the IG Live. The week after is what Summer is showing, Lopaka Kapanui for the Halloween show. Third year in a row, Lopaka will be joining.
Of course, virtual.
Unless he joins us in Havana. Pretty sure it's going to be virtual with Lopaka Kapanui. That's going to be on the 28th of October. And that is what is happening right now. The Best of 94 just came out for the audio only.
That's right. I saw that.
So that's part one. That's where we get into like an hour. We just talk about what happened in 1994 just with pop culture and the news. And just there was that. Tyke the Elephant. Shout out to Tyke the Elephant. That was 94.
Really?
That was 94.
I didn't know. That breaks my heart when I think about it.
The most nuts footage. I think of top 10, maybe top 5 Hawaii of all time.
Yes,
because
for
they
sure.
showed everything.
It was shocking.
Freely.
What they showed. It was shocking.
That wouldn't fly, I think, in 2020. Maybe Hungry Hungry Hawaiian would show it, but the news not going to show that.
Yeah, no.
Right?
That's like some World Star hip hop level.
Right?
It was horrific. Don't even look it up, gang, okay?
Yeah, you guys will. But it's okay, so
national headlines.
For people that don't remember this or too young, whatever. In 1994, there was a circus.
The circus was in town, Blaisdell Center.
The last time.
Elephant got nuts. He smashed with his foot the trainer. He bit a trainer.
Yes.
Crowd is in the watching this.
Fully
and then
packed crowd. Packed,
right. And he bum rushes out of the Blaisdell.
Someone filmed
the tyke, the elephant, crushing the trainer, biting the trainer, and then bum rushing out of Blaisdell. Then you see him on the street.
He's on Kapiolani, right?
Kapiolani.
It was insane. And he's running.
And he's running on the street. And then, of course, he's pissed off, right?
Yeah, he's now just so, freaked out.
Freaked out.
And then they go and they corner him. And before that, there was a guy trying to close the gate. But then Tyke just, boom, knocks him down.
Two-ton the animal just totally chucked him around like a little dog.
God, I know all of you are going to like look this up right now. You guys are turning this video off to just watch it. I know.
It's so sad.
It's so sad.
As somebody who loves elephants, I'm like, oh. Well, but it's crazy.
And then there's the ending. They show the police shooting him. like numerous times,
because you gotta imagine this is again a huge animal,
right?
And then they'll pan to like people who, there's like bystanders standing there going like this,
right?
And they're crying,
right?
And it is insane. Happening like two blocks from here, basically. Yeah. It was crazy.
We'll do the show there next week. We'll do it live on location. We'll recreate it.
And that's why we never had circuses ever again here in Honolulu.
That was it. There's actually a movie. Somebody made a movie about it. I gotta send that to you. I didn't see it, but somebody actually made a movie about it. So I'll be very curious to see, like, how did they recreate this with actors?
Seriously.
But yeah. It was insane. That was in 1994.
That's on April 3rd. That show goes on.
And did we do enough reminiscing of Honolulu Club? Do you remember when we first met?
I do.
No?
Okay. I do remember. No. You mean the very first
was
time?
We you met? Do? Yeah. You do?
I remember. I was working on like a Friday night because I got stuck with the Friday night closing shift down on the
fridge. That's right. You work at night. That's right.
And so I was studying and I got bored studying. So I'm like reading the same magazine at the desk for like the bajillionth time.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah. And then I see a guy
walk up.
And he's like, Hi, I'm Aaron.
Did I shake your hand?
Yeah, you shook my hand. I'm like, wow, okay. God. I was like, hi.
God, what a trick.
And I just went back to looking at my magazine and you walked off. Yeah, I was like, all right. That was it.
And look at us now. We're taking trips. I didn't recall. Wow, I shook your hand. God, that's so stupid.
Hi. I'm Aaron. I work with you.
That's so Asian. That's awful.
Well, granted, we were 10. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's, you know. Social awkwardness is in our blood.
Yeah.
Well, that's
a great story.
Oh, by the way, I know Aaron mentioned it, but can you see it? Can you see it, gang? Huh?
Oh, yes. Sleeptimesover.com. We have hats.
Look at this. Fresh merch. Drip, as the kids say. Gosh, is that what they say?
It fits what we were talking about earlier. It's okay.
Get your dad hat, gang. Come on, man.
Yeah, this is a dad hat. Now, I've gotten mixed reviews. Do you call this a dad hat?
Yeah.
Okay.
What else do they call it?
I don't know. People say that's not a dad hat. I don't know what a dad hat is now. But
no, it is. The dad hat has like this deconstructed brim. It doesn't have the lining on it, like the New Era caps.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so if you can like crush it. So that's the dad hat.
There you have it.
So I said it, okay?
You're learning so much in this episode, aren't
I'm
you?
I'm going to be a professor one day. Hopefully.
I hope so.
So that means I'm correct.
You've been at it for a couple of decades now. But yeah, okay. So
yeah, so get your dad hat, get your
sleeptimesover.com.
Shirts. Yeah, sleeptimesover.com. Yes.
Just merch, just, you know, to put out there. And what else? Is this it finally? Is this the Honolulu Club episode?
Any final thoughts? Any final thing you want to share?
I will say this. It was a very pivotal point in my life, in the sense that, like I said, I learned how to talk to people, but I actually made a lot of friends. Like, outside of school, that was how I made friends. So unfortunately, I'm still in touch with a few people, but with the power of social media and stuff,
right,
you can keep in touch with people all over the place. But yeah, it's sad. It's sad that it's not there anymore, because it was a big part of my life
No, you're absolutely right. I wouldn't be who I was if it wasn't for that place. It evolved me to become a trainer, to eventually become, I then had a job in marketing, which totally different direction.
You wouldn't have thought that, right?
I would never thought of
it. Starting.
Not at all.
Yeah.
But I always knew that from back in the day that was the place I needed to work at. That was the place.
That's
if I was going
place.
To be a trainer, that was always the place that was put in your head to be, that was where the top people would be.
Yes.
That was always my dream.
Yeah.
And wondering about how I became an
intern was the first class I took for exercise science. The professor used to be a trainer at the Honolulu Club.
Which trainer is that?
Donna Lee.
Oh, yeah.
Rest in peace. Yeah, she passed away.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, I remember her.
She was a professor. She was my very first professor, very first class. She said she was a trainer at the Honolulu Club.
Yeah.
I raised my eyes. I was like, no shit. So right immediately after the class was done, I was like, wow, so how is it there?
Yeah.
And then she was like, well, okay, we're going to do it.
I know the guy who
is the manager,
Rick on. Yeah.
And we're looking for people to help.
Such as
the fitness attendant people. So they were like, yeah, why don't you
call him up and I'll tell him that you're interested. And that was how it started.
That's how it started.
That was 2003. And that was winter 2003. And
lo
and behold,
are.
Right. Started at 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, God, that's
and I'm I'm like, what in the bloody hell am I doing at 4:30 in the morning? But that was it. That was a culture there.
That was, yeah. Oh, and if you were just a minute late with unlocking that door when I used to work at the front desk, yeah, you'd hear the keys banging on the elevator, yeah, to let you up.
It's a culture. The 4:30 a.m. is a culture.
And they come out, it's 4:32, it's 4:32, right. 4:30.
Yeah. They love it because, I mean, various reasons. They got to go to work, whatever, yeah, but they're there. Yeah. They're there. They don't play around. So that was how I learned about the culture of just how people are in regards to early morning and how people's, yeah, routines. Everybody has a routine. Interacting with people, like you said, how to communicate with certain people, certain ages, men, yep, women. Seeing how the trainers interacted with their clients, yes, was always an eye-opening thing for me, because, exactly, I made sure that I never did the shit that they did. And I just observed everything. So it really...
Lots of observations.
Right. It really grew myself throughout the years. And to see people come and go, to see everything evolve. And yeah, I wouldn't be who I am if it wasn't for working there. So very strange still.
Yeah. Well, so hopefully that when we talk about it again on the show, which we probably will, we'll have further updates. And maybe we'll see an evolution or the next step in iteration in what the Honolulu Club is or was. So
Korean Takeout.
Yeah, I mean, besides Korean Takeout and Korean Scrubbers, we'll figure out what
the Korean next Mega Mall.
Kamsahamnida. Right. that's wait. Oh no, that's hello. What you're saying. It was Korean.
Well, it could work. You have the fit floor. You have the scrubbers. You have the sex. Floors, of course. You call it that.
So, with that said, I'll shut up now.
Okay. All right. So tune in next week. Remember, tune in for our other shows on the network.
You know what, Zara?
And she's running away.
Of course she's running away.
Oh, she's running
away. Zara's been, you probably saw that. Okay, so hold on.
Zara's running away.
My mic's probably cutting off. We're going to bring Zara on here, because nothing says fitness like dogs. Okay?
Come on, gang.
Here you go. No, quite frankly, look at that.
Look at how cute.
See, this goes to show that we can come together as people. We're going to make it, everyone. Okay?
Zara says so.
We're going to make it.
She said it.
Look at her tail.
She said it.
Look at her tail. Look at that. Is that something? All right. Be kind to yourselves, everyone. Please take care. All right? Be good to each other.
Yes.
That's all I got. Sorry.
Wash your damn hands.
Okay. How long was that?